You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis has said he wishes to travel this year to war-ravaged South Sudan, together with the Archbishop of Canterbury, answering questions put to him on Sunday by parishioners of All Saints Anglican Church in Rome. During his visit to the Anglican community, the Pope said his staff is studying the possibility of a trip to South Sudan in response to an invitation from the Anglican, Presbyterian and Catholic bishops of the country, whom he said hoped the presence of the Bishop of Rome and the primate of the Anglican communion can help pacification. Last week, Pope Francis also made a strong appeal for South Sudan, asking for concrete aid for the population, which is suffering a severe food crisis, which he said condemns to death by starvation millions of people, including many children. Vatican Radio's Deborah Donini asked the South Sudanese Bishop of Yei, Bishop Ercolano Ludu Tombe, whether his people would be happy to welcome the Pope.
Everybody. Even the non-Christian, everybody, South Sudanese, are delighted, are happy to hear that the Pope may come to South Sudan. The Pope did not promise, but he hoped. So people are saying, let us pray for the hope of the Holy Father to come to South Sudan. His coming is full of meaning for our faith and for our life, even for non-Christians. It is for the whole people of South Sudan, if he comes at all.
The situation in South Sudan is very difficult in this moment. Can you tell us something?
Well, the situation right away now is not the best. What I can tell you is the current situation in our country, in South Sudan, this is still the situation of a civil war which is going on and it has not stopped. So the situation is of war which has not stopped. There are killings going on. There are people still running to the neighboring countries. There are attacks on churches also going on and destruction of churches. But still, the people of South Sudan think in the course of time, this thing will come to an end. We hope this bad situation will soon end. Soon, I don't know when, but will come to an end. Because the church, the people, and the government want to end this bad situation of Allah.
How the church is trying to play a role of mediation?
For the moment, before we pray, I talk about the role of mediation. Let me speak first of all of what is actually happening. Here, the church, the local church, is completely concerned. The church is very much concerned about the humanitarian crisis. In this humanitarian crisis, which has gripped the country, famine is going on, insecurity is going on, there is economic hardship, people are struggling simply to survive, while there have been poor rains in some places, yes, but we know and the people know that, no doubt that the famine and the suffering of hunger, catastrophe, humanitarian situation is due to economic mismanagement. The economy of the country has been mismanaged, and that is why there is this serious humanitarian problem, including war. Hunger is going on, insecurity is not yet assured, and a number of people continue to run from South Sudan to neighboring countries like Sudan, Congo, and Uganda, and even Kenya. So this is the situation. Now, when you are asking me what is the intervention of the church, our intervention, first of all, is to make sure that the appeal of the Holy Father, Pope Francis on the 22nd appeal to the international community, really to come to the aid of people of South Sudan. humanitarian situation, crisis is too heavy, and the Pope said, let the humanitarian community look into the suffering of the people of South Sudan. So ours is also a call, and the government of South Sudan also declared that there are about or a little more than 5,000 people really suffering from famine in South Sudan. So our response is, first of all, to look into the suffering of the people. The humanitarian catastrophe in South Sudan needs to be responded to, and we are asking the international community to come to the aid of the dying people of South Sudan from hunger. It is useless to talk other things when you don't, first of all, save life and food first, and then other things can be talked.
The church is also trying to help the dialogue between the part, between the government and the opposition.
It is part and parcel of the mission of the church for peace, building and dialogue. We are also trying in different aspects, but I think the government of South Sudan, the president, have launched the National Dialogue for Reconciliation and Peace in the country. This is the idea taken from us, the Catholic Church, according to our social teaching, which is very good. So the church is going to be part and parcel of the negotiation through dialogue for the sake of peace in the whole country. So we welcome the declaration of the president for the dialogue for peace and reconciliation. The church is part of it. How it will do it, we want also to get the program from the government, how the government want to do it. But the church has its own way of doing peacemaking. You know, it is not new to us as a church. It's our mission. We have done it many times, since 1970 and earlier.
That was Bishop Ercolano Ludu Tombe of Yei in South Sudan.